You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the PPBD edition of the podcast. I'm sorry, that was funny. The Purple Project Podcast, daily edition, all things K-State Athletics, folks. Here on this Thursday, folks, February 10th, 2022, and we're a day closer to Super Bowl 56. I can't believe when I read this article, folks, we forgot about this guy, dude. Maybe for a season-ending injury, probably why we haven't talked about this dude. Obviously, all eyes have been focused on Byron Pringle. Obviously, who's with Kansas City Chiefs, former K-State wideout. Jordan Willis, I mentioned him, kind of a forgotten man a little bit. He's more forgotten. Actually, he came on in the scene. He blocked the punt to send the San Francisco 49ers to the NFC title game, which the 49ers obviously, fell short to the St. Louis. Oh, my, I did it. I said it. The Los Angeles Rams. The Los Angeles Rams, obviously there. So, Florence had an opportunity to close the deal. Couldn't get it done. So, Jordan Willis is going to have to watch the game at home. He's going to have to. And really, there's one other person that we have not mentioned probably since the beginning of 2021. That is Wyatt Hubert. Yes. Yes. This is probably more forgotten than Jordan Willis. Wyatt Hubert got drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals last year, right? So, and this is shame on us, but he did get hurt, injured early on. Obviously, he tweaked his pectoral muscle while wrapping up his battery of workouts in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, my hometown, shout out. Obviously, he came in at 6'3", 258. Finally, interesting, as the music decides to play again on the podcast. This is kind of a silly podcast. I'm sorry about that. But yes, Wyatt Hubert, his team, the Cincinnati Bengals, are in the Super Bowl 56 to go to the Los Angeles Rams on Sunday. I figured, why not talk about him for a little bit here? I talked about Jordan Willis. But even before Wyatt Hubert, I totally forgot about Jordan Willis. Doing his thing with the 49ers out there. I thought he was at one point with Cincinnati. That's what I thought. At least anyways, maybe I'm wrong on that. It's been a while. I mean, Wyatt Hubert came in when I was a senior. He was a freshman or something like that. He was one of those highly talented guys from Topeka, Kansas. Was one of those dudes. He knew it immediately when he messed up his pectoral muscle there, which cost him this season. He was drafted in the 7th round by the Bengals. And his team is in the Super Bowl 56 right there. He said, he mentioned in the article, which you can find on kstatesports.com. He said that he knew instantly. He said it came out of nowhere there. So I'm pretty sure he's been rehabbing since then. But according to the article, obviously, he made a trip. So he's already over there. he's already in Los Angeles, folks, getting ready to cheer on his teammates, obviously, as the Bengals look for one more upset Cinderella story. Going on to take on the host team. Would that be something, folks? K-State Nation, who are going to be following this game for other reasons, for a commercial, for seeing the new commercials, or you have betting props on this game and whatnot. I'll be watching the game, obviously. Yeah, and Wyatt Hubert won't be one of them. He won't be playing, but he'll be there watching his teammates there go for the upset on Sean McVay's Los Angeles Rams. It's very unfortunate. This is similar, probably, to another K-State former football player, Darren Sproles, right? He got hurt, like, in the beginning of the year, something like that, with his knee or something, with a leg injury or something like that. And he was out for the season, and he watched his Eagles knock off, upset the New England Patriots and Tom Brady, who is now retired and needs to stay retired. So the way I've been hearing stuff lately, yeah, like, yeah, you made a decision. Now you won all the Super Bowls. Now now you just go stay at home and have fun at home and watch football at home. Just do what you need to do. But I'm sorry to get off a little tangent there. That kind of irritated me a little bit for obvious reasons that I'm not going to go into right now. But, yeah, I mean, Wyatt Huber, we forgot. I honestly forgot about him. And maybe because he got hurt. I mean, he got drafted by these dudes. So it was kind of fortunate, kind of like Darren Sproles. Will it be a Darren Sproles story? Will he get a ring? We'll have to find out and see. See, they got a tough task ahead of them as well in SoFi Stadium. But he quoted in this article, said he never in a million years would have imagined myself being on a team that's going to the Super Bowl. He goes on to say, quote, "It really hit me after we beat the Chiefs and Brian Pringle." I added that in there, sorry. "For about 20 minutes, I was just starstruck, like, holy crap, I'm going to the Super Bowl. It's something I never envisioned for my life." Yeah. He went to high school at Shawnee Heights High School. Obviously, kind of to put the numbers on him while he was at K-State. Two-time first-team Big 12 selection. Wyatt collected 94 tackles, including 33 tackles a loss, 20 sacks in 34 career games here at K-State. That included 27 tackles, including 13 tackles for a loss to go along with 8.5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles. And then you add this stat as a junior. Back in 2020, he finished his career tied for 8th. In school history with sacks as well. Wyatt Huber joined Nyle Wyron, Darren Howard, Monty Beasel, Ian Campbell, Meshack Williams, Ryan Mueller, Jordan Willis, who I already talked about on this podcast, on the list of Kansas State first team all Big 12 defensive ends. Damn! So, you know, it's like K-State encyclopedia. Yes, I'm a Gator fan too. I've been a Gator fan longer than a Wildcat fan, to be honest with you. But I'm a K-State alum, so yeah, I gotta brush up on. I gotta add my K-State encyclopedia around here. That's going a little deep, right there. But that's good. That's good company right there. That Wyatt Huber is with there. I was not aware of that either. So yeah, just kind of put a books on that. Wyatt Huber is in LA right now with his team as they're. As the Cincinnati Bengals get ready to do battle with the Rams of Los Angeles just after 5:30 Central Time on NBC, the coverage of Super Bowl 56. So, yeah, we forgot it was mentioned somewhere in one of the weekly podcasts. I don't know where, but me and Alex did talk about that. We did talk about that, I think. Either that or one of the dailies that got. Early time of the daily somewhere. But anyways, Wyatt Huber, to refresh your memory, got drafted by these Bengals in the 7th round. And then, of course, it might not have been even a whole week's end that he suffered a pectoral muscle issue that has sidelined him now for a full year. So we'll see what his defense does. We come with that defense of the Bengals comes up with against that Sean McVay offense, Matthew Stafford and company. I think it's going to be a good game. I really do. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, Wyatt Huber, former K-Stater, former all Big 12 first teamer. Yeah, sharing his story a little bit and trying to make his comeback to the NFL and primarily with the Bengals at some point there. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, Player FM, Amazon, and a couple more out there as well. We appreciate you guys for downloading and subscribing to the show. You're not a subscriber to Triple P. Well, better get on that now because we have been trending in the right direction over the last several weeks or probably even more than that. Trying to do it more consistently, that probably helps out a lot. There's plenty of K-State coverage to go around here besides baseball and football. Well, not baseball. Well, baseball is actually coming. Baseball's coming soon. Sorry about that. Besides football and basketball, Baseball's coming up soon, so we're going to get more coverage on that. The baseball team will be making a trip down to Arlington really soon with their schedule as well and all that jazz. So definitely, and don't forget, we're going to be recording episode 85 of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition coming up, which will be out Friday. So yeah, with the Super Bowl, it's like, oh, dang, with my other NASCAR podcast. I better not post that Sunday. I recently did an interview for my other podcast yesterday. So yeah, I better not do that because nobody ain't going to be paying attention to a podcast on Sunday. Everybody's going to be worried about Super Bowl 56. So yeah, and we are on schedule. So episode 85 will come out Friday night, like on has its usual day as well. So, and we're on again, we are on for the prowl here of getting guests, our first guest on this podcast. So we'll see what Alex comes up with, and I'm working on some stuff as well. So hopefully, and with the way that we've been recording, putting the little one to bed a little late, I'm a little concerned about that. So we shall see if the guest has somehow works within our schedule. It's going down. It's going down, that's for sure. But that's kind of a little bit of lead up to Super Bowl 56 there. Wyatt Hubert, part of the Cincinnati Bengals organization, already is at LA right now with his teammates, folks. That's going to wrap it up for right now. Eddie Greer III, appreciate y'all. K-State Nation, go Cats. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.